Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Network. I am your host, Rose Fullhorst, along with my fellow paranormal investigator, psychic friend, and parent master, Dave Nunley. So we got a great show. Let's welcome Dave on the show. Dave, are you there?
Hi, Rose. I'm here. Yep.
Dave, you're, and it's great that he's here. He's traveling across Kansas and Colorado on a shopping trip, right?
Yeah, there's Donna and I head out for the shop to the West Coast quite a bit. There's a lot of gem and mineral shows west of the Mississippi that we like, and so a few times a year we head out to Denver and Nevada and Arizona and Utah just to find new stuff for the store back in Illinois that no one else has in the area. So that's our trip for the week.
And they bring back great stuff. I can't wait to go into the shop and look at everything they bring back. So it's always fun,
yeah.
Right, Dave? It's an adventure. You guys get to travel.
It is. The focus this week for this trip for the listeners that live in the River Bend area is we are picking up unusual specimens. So, you know, it's not like we're coming back with hundreds or thousands of pounds of stones. We're going to come back with lots of really cool, unique specimens from bumblebee jasper to fluoride included quartz. We've got a shopping list that's 2 pages long of just odd things that Donna's going to find while we're out here. So we're excited about it.
I'm going to come with you guys sometime.
Yeah, we'd love it.
With you. That would be
pack lightly.
Three of us. Yeah, that would be so much fun. Yeah, so Dave, we got a great show today, don't we? We're going to be talking about shadow people. I'm excited about that. Lots of great information on that. But before we get started, I do need to give out the number so people can call in and make a comment. And at the bottom of the hour or the half of the hour, we'll be taking phone calls for many readings and also questions and comments. And you can call us at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And press 1 to let us know you're there and that you want to talk to us. So, Dave, so talking about shadow people, that's a subject that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about, unless you've experienced it yourself or unless you're in the paranormal world, you don't really understand it. So it's good that we decided to shine light on it, and I know you have a lot of information about it, so I'm going to let you start off, Dave.
Well, it's a strange phenomenon, and a lot of people just, you know, they talk about shadow people, and a lot of folks in the paranormal investigating community speak of them with this desire that they want to see one or experience one. But if you speak to anyone that has encountered a shadow person, as Donna and I both have on more than one occasion, it ends described as, people talk about it as one of the more regrettable, more fearful experiences that they've had in paranormal investigating, because they're just super, super intense. But before we get into that, let's talk about kind of what we think that they are.
Okay.
You know, in hauntings, there's a couple of different ways of looking at hauntings. You know, the first is people talk about sort of residual hauntings. Those are things that happen the same time, same place every day. The next thing would be an intelligent haunting, where the haunting itself interacts with the person who's observing it, answers questions, makes noises, responds to whistles. The third level is poltergeist activity, physical things occurring, and then the fourth would be malevolent and demonic. And shadow people can fit into any of those categories. They typically are associated with more malevolent energies just because they're dark and they appear as shadows. But but not all shadow people necessarily are malevolent, I don't think. Where they come from or what they are is a subject of a lot of controversy, the same as any spirit might be. A shadow person, clinically, people talk about things like sleep paralysis or psychological conditions that might occur where folks think that they see things or feel things out of the corner of their eyes. My experiences have been both with actual hauntings and with something that could be kind of categorized as sleep paralysis. I can jump into the Donna story because this is kind of the very first experience or exposure that we had. Yep.
Is Donna there with you?
She is. Yep, she is. We just stopped to do the show while we were on the road.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Donna.
That's her screaming from the back seat. Sorry about that.
I hear her.
So okay. when we lived in Tennessee, we lived in this little town outside of Memphis, and when we were there, it's a really strange house. And I don't think I've ever shared the story on the radio with anyone. So this will take a minute to build up. I hope your listeners don't find this too creepy or weird. We had this wonderful, wonderful home. It was on probably about 10 acres or so. You can tell I'm in Kansas because there's tornado sirens going off around me. Can you guys hear that?
That hopefully that's a test, right?
Oh, that's hilarious. I mean, that's really weird. I don't know if that's a storm here. The birds are all flying around like crazy. We didn't know anything about this. We're going to keep going.
Uh-oh.
And who knows, I might be a shadow person by the end of the show. So when we lived in this house in Tennessee, we found out there were some really strange occurrences that were going on in the house. And we found out later on that the house had been built where an old barn existed. And in this barn, the landowner had done some things he shouldn't have done with people. And that land was, I think, kind of cursed, to be quite honest with you. Well, as we began to have experiences in the house, one of the most prevalent ones was this large, hulking black figure. And it was very square, very rectangular. And when we were laying in bed at night, we would see it come into the bedroom. And Donna and I made the decision when it was occurring to write down what we saw, but not compare notes until after we had described it. That way we could sort of debunk if one of us was seeing something the other one wasn't. And our descriptions were always the same. And it kind of looked like Gumby. I don't mean to make fun of it, but it was this big black hulking shape. And she would wake up and see it leaning over the bed, and she would just scream for her life. And I would, you know, be there too, experiencing the same thing, but neither of us were necessarily asleep when it happened. And so that's where I'm willing to accept, well, maybe sleep paralysis, maybe both of us had it, maybe both of us felt something, maybe, you know, there was something on the television that we watched right before we fell asleep that led us both to have that experience. I don't know. But that was our first exposure to it.
Dave, I can kind of explain that a little bit, coming from a mediumship perspective, and Donna will understand this too. You know, I've had my experiences with them too, but the way I can explain that experience that you had is, you know, when we go to sleep at night, we go into alpha state, which is a state, the state that we go in as a medium to connect to the other side. Okay, so when you're right before you fall asleep and right before you wake up, that little area in there is alpha state. Alpha state, you're actually stepping into another dimension or another spirit world. So if you are in the home where you're at and you're stepping into another dimension where there may be some negativity, it doesn't mean that it's evil. It could mean that it's just some negativity there. Then you might. It might, you know, express itself in a, you know, negative context instead of being a full-figured apparition or being a spirit, you see a shadow, you know. Mm-hmm. So So that would be my explanation as a medium for that, because I know that I step into different states when I am in, or step into different dimensions when I am in that alpha state. That's why most people see spirit, you know, loved ones when they're falling asleep or when they're waking up. Most of the time it's in a bedroom, you know, and we see
it makes
spirit.
Perfect
this
sense.
Is the thing. Yeah, Dave, you know, we see spirit out of our peripheral vision, and that's the way we also see, shadow people, you know. So it does make sense that that would be what we're doing. Is it the same dimension as the spirit world? Maybe not. Maybe it's a different dimension. Maybe it's a lower vibrating dimension. You know, our bodies are formed by the vibration that we have, and so could that vibration be a little denser or a little thinner? Yes, it could be, depending on the state of the consciousness.
It makes perfect sense, because it would always happen right around 11, 12 o'clock at night. We've been laying in bed for an hour, hour and a half or so, and it would happen. But I make no mistake about it. That house that we were in and the land associated with it was absolutely pure evil. There's no doubt. We ended up moving from there not long after this all started happening. But we had other experiences with what I would describe as the exact same creature, same thing, same spirit, same whatever it was. And it wasn't even in the same location. I mean, it's once we made the decision. No. Well, once we made the decision to move, we were looking at another farm a couple of miles away. And it was a remarkable discovery. This farm was huge. The house was magnificent. It had multiple barns. It had a long private drive that was probably a half mile just to get to the front door. It was gorgeous. And so as we pulled up, we began to notice there was some decay on the property. Things that you didn't notice from the posting or the listing online, and things you certainly couldn't see from the road. And when we got up next to the house and parked, we noticed that whomever had lived there had really done a number on the house. They had pulled and destroyed fixtures and cabinets and plumbing and thrown things out in the backyard. It was really bad. So the house was gutted, basically. And
so that would make sense, too, if you were a spirit in the world. And you've seen
that happen.
We couldn't
figure out why.
Right.
And so we were standing in the backyard looking at this house without a real estate agent. And both of us were looking up on the back porch. And the only way to describe it, Rose, is that the entire sky went black. And when it went black, this figure emerged on the back porch. It came from nowhere and began to build out sort of exponentially from a small dot to this very big thing. And it swooped down from the porch as though it was flying. And it flew in between the two of us and swirled around both of us and went back to the porch and disappeared. And this all happened in a matter of seconds. And we both ran. We didn't talk. We ran for our lives and got in the car and left. And the whole time we're driving back, we didn't say a word as we're driving down the lane that leads from this house. And finally, Donna said something when we got to the main road. And I mean, I can't repeat what she said on this radio show because it was intense.
Right.
And I said, I don't know what that was, and I don't want to talk about it. I want to go home, and I want to write it down and draw a picture before we talk. And we did that again, and it was the same thing. And it was the same looking shadow person that we had in our house. And so what was it, and why was it there, and why did it go to the other house, and what's the purpose behind it? Was it?
Well, maybe it was maybe it was attached to you. I mean, maybe there was something going on in your life that I think they attach themselves to certain people, because my experience with that is when my daughter used to experience this, sometimes the shadow figures appear with a cape and a hat. And some people call them, you know, And so when she was growing up, you know, she would always, her and her friends both in the house that we lived in, would, you know, talk about this shadow figure that they would see with a dark hat and a cape. And it would watch her from her doorway in her bedroom at night when she was going to sleep. It would also, I remember one time in particular, the girls wanted to camp out in the living room, so they got a tent, a small tent, and they put it out in the living mm-hmm. room, and because they were too scared to camp outside.
Yeah.
And they camped in the living room in the tent, and remember them, I remember them screaming, you know, about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I ran in there, and I said, "What's wrong?" And they said, that man, that tall shadow guy with the hat and the cape, he's here again. But he used to, it seemed to be that it would follow my daughter. And that was really creepy because she was really scared of it. Although it never did anything to harm her. It never, you know, there's instances where shadow people have bit or just done different things to people. And this one did not do any of that. I just felt like it was a dark energy that could have been in the house and was attached to her for some reason. You know, spirits get attached to us because of maybe we look like somebody they recognize, right?
Yeah, it's interesting.
More
you're right.
And maybe there was something that was going on in your and Donna's life at that time to where it felt like it needed to attach itself to you. Maybe you look like somebody. Maybe you. Maybe it could have been attracted to you. The case of I don't know if you've ever heard of the case, Dave. It's called The Entity, the movie The Entity. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have. I have heard it. I haven't seen it.
Right. Supposedly, this woman would see dark figures, and it attached itself to her, and actually, she wound up disappearing. Nobody knows what happened to her. So in some cases, they say that they can drag you into their world.
Wow.
So, you know, my daughter is very much a medium, okay? She's very much a medium, so she would, you know, see things all the time. And maybe because you're open, you and Donna are both open, and you're probably in alpha state most of the time anyway, right? I know I am. I just go into it, and I don't even realize I'm doing it. So I think that when you're that open-minded, that happens. And maybe they know, I know the spirit world is connected to us by the color of our aura. They know who they can talk to, and they know, you know, by the color of the aura, by the energy. And maybe, you know, when our energy is low, maybe when it's in a depressed state or we're going through some things, that we actually attract things that are like us, like our consciousness.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the time that we spent in Tennessee, that's actually where my back was broken. I was injured very, very, very severely in 2010. And so there was a lot of negativity associated with our time there. I mean, the job was good and the marriage was good and all of that. But that house was just a real coming of age moment for us, a real time of awakening. And I'll be honest with you, Rose, the path that I am on now and that Don and I both share, you know, she has always been on this path, and I have too. But what we really needed, and we all have this in our lives. I mean, people talk about this concept of the black years where, you know, everything goes really, really well, but we all have to sort of be brought to our knees or to have a time where things just don't work out for us. I look at my time in Tennessee as a real black year time because had I not had that experience in that house, had I not had those paranormal experiences there, it would have not – it opened the door to allow me to embrace who I am and what I am and led to where we are today. So I look at it as a gift. So, you know, looking back on it, the time of the exposure with the shadow person was terrifying, and I wouldn't want to go through it again. But it's also one of the greatest things that ever happened because it forced me to begin to try to explain the unexplainable. And I went through, oh my gosh, is it psychological? Is it sleep deprivation? Is it sleep paralysis? Is it a side effect from, you know, an antihistamine that I was taking? You know, what could have possibly caused that? Is it nightmares? Was I sleeping enough? I just didn't know. And you know, to move this to a more current time, even at the Mineral Springs Hotel that's in Alton where the stores are, seeing shadow people or dark shadowy figures in that building is very, very common. Most of the groups that come there to investigate report an experience like that, particularly down in the sub-basement.
Yes,
so,
I did, remember? I did.
Yeah, I do. It's not that we become used to them, but I think we become more open to their existence around us.
Yes, that's exactly what, I think when you're in that alpha state, you're open to it anyway. And I think, so we go into that a lot, especially, I think the more we believe and understand it, the more we open up to it. So we are very open to that when you're doing something like that. This is what I learned, Dave. And it was actually, I did have a very negative experience. And it wasn't so much the shadow person at the time. It was more of, I want to say, demonic. Okay?
Right.
And I actually experienced that. And that made me change and made me realize that what we think is what we create. Because the people that were in the room with me at the time were thinking very negative about things like that. And so when they're thinking negative like that, that's, they drew that in. You get what I'm saying? So if you're in that alpha state anyway, anything that you, and this is why intention works with mediumship or anything else, or why prayer works, which is the same as intention. When you put your thought on there, we are co-creators with the divine. So when we start thinking, we actually create what we're thinking, you know? So, and sometimes that runs in the subconscious mind. So you got to be very careful. You shouldn't be messing with anything if you can't control your thoughts. Because if you can't control your thoughts, guess what's going to happen? You know, and that's something that I learned. And, you know, I've even thought about, is that something, Dave, that we said that we wanted to learn before we came down here in this existence, and that was set up for that? Was it intervention in some way to let us, to get us on our path? You know, so I do look at it in a very positive way, because without negative, you wouldn't understand the positive. So you have to experience both sides of that, you know.
Hold on one second, Rose. I can't. Hold on one second. Yeah, the air conditioning in the car shut off when the tornado siren was going off here. Now it's back on.
Okay.
That was weird.
Okay now?
Yeah, no, we're all good. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if that was a test or what.
No. The car's going to start acting up, you know. That's crazy.
I'd be interested to hear from listeners to find out if they have had any experiences with black, amorphous, gigantic, shadowy figures that they can't explain. I mean, how common is it? It seems like...
You know, Dave, I actually heard recently that this is increasing. But I think that's with the consciousness. I think this world's consciousness is increasing. So I think we're able to see into dimensions that we weren't able to see into any, you know, before. And I think it's becoming more common because of that. Because it is the state of the mind, and that's a whole other show, okay? But it really is. And so, yeah, we could take some callers and ask, you know, callers, and we do have a few on the line. We have 914, if you don't mind taking a call or two. Area code 914.
Yeah, and I guess the question that I have about it is, do they seek out an individual, or when the person is having the right sort of emotional state of play in their life, do the people go and find them? Are they always there, and it's just... Does opportunity meet experience, and all of a sudden there's something that happens?
I think it's a little bit of all of that, because I think it's kind of like the spirit world. The way they communicate with us is we have to have something in common with them. In other words, in order to have a vocabulary to speak to them, we have to understand them. So there's something in common. Whether you look like that person, whether your energy is at that level, you know, whatever it is. I think it's all of that. I think it's, I don't believe that there's any limits to our communication with anything, whether it be, you know, interdimensional or whether it be, you know, just, there's never a separation in communication. We create that.
Yeah.
But we can take caller 914.
Okay.
And see what they have to say, see if they have any, if they have any experiences with shadow people.
Hello?
914, are you there?
Hello, yes. How are you?
Pretty good. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm from New York.
Hi, Catherine from New York. What's your question?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I had two, actually. One, I haven't seen shadow people, but I've seen, like, aberration. And I was also wondering if you're doing readings later. But
yeah,
I do
we're
have
doing
a comment
readings,
on,
but,
on the subject.
Yeah, well, we're doing readings. Can you tell us your experience with that aberration?
Yes.
What did it look like?
Yes, mine, it wasn't dark. It was, like, glowing, fantastical white. It was really bright. It was on a retreat in college, and what was really funny was I felt its presence before seeing it.
Yes.
And I told, like, my friend, because we were just, like, having tea. We couldn't sleep at night, and we were like, oh, let's just have tea, and then, you know, that'll help us sleep. So she went to go throw out the tea bag. And the garbage was in, like, the doorway of the room. And I just told her specifically, like, not to. Like, don't go throw out the tea bag. Like, you know, bring it upstairs, you know. But just don't go in that direction. Because just something just told me, like, no, like, don't let her do it. It was so weird. I hadn't experienced anything like that. And she didn't listen to me. And she went, and it was like she was frozen in stone because she saw it first.
Mm-hmm.
She just could not move. She was like calling to me, and I was just like, no, I don't want to go. She's like, Cotman, like, I'm like convinced that she would have still been standing there today if I didn't, you know, I physically had to pull her, and that's when I saw it. And it was just this glowing white.
Well, that could be,
yeah,
you know what, and then that's the difference. That's just it. The state you were
okay.
in must have been a good state, you know, in order to see something light like that. That would probably be, you know, an angel or a spirit that has, you know, a very white aura, you know, so more of an angelic type of thing. You know what I'm saying? The color does matter.
Okay.
It really does.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I don't think it was anything negative, and I will tell you as a medium, usually we feel it before we see it.
Especially when it's a shared experience. Especially when
there
it's a shared experience between people, I think, Rose. I think that matters, too. You know, if someone's in a negative place or visiting a location that has negativity associated with it and they have a shared common experience that's not positive, you know, that affirms something about the location.
Sure.
But when you're with someone that you care about and you have this experience with a white light, a white apparition, whatever it is, and you don't harbor any feelings of anxiety or depression or fear or mystery around it, that it's just, hey, this happened, and I'm actually kind of feel strange, but I feel like I'm a better person because I had the experience to encounter this white light, then it is angelic and it is positive, I think, in many cases.
Oh, definitely. I think the color of the aura, the color of the, you know, spiritual form in a more of a misty light, and the lighter the light, sometimes angelic, that they have multicolored rainbows in the light. You know what I'm saying? This is why when somebody that's a positive thinking person, Dave, goes into an environment, most of the time, if they're very positive thinking, that's all they'll attract to them. They won't have a negative experience because they're protected. And so that's what happened. I really honestly think that somebody was just letting you know they were around.
Wow. It was enormous, too. Like, it wasn't you know, like a body, like, you know, like a slender person or like
right.
just enormous.
Because we're
like
not, in the spirit world, we're not physical. In the spirit world, we're energy. Okay, so so we're consciousness,
okay.
love energy is what we are. And so you
wow.
don't have, you're not going to have a physical body. They form physical bodies to get us to understand who they are. And that would also go for shadow people, Dave, by the way. But, yes, they form, you know, they form bodies to let us know who they, you know, who they are. So they do that for us. You know, they don't
okay.
do that because they need that physical body because they don't.
Right?
So it's really cool, you know, it really is. So that sounds like a very positive experience, and it probably changed you in great ways. Like Dave was saying, you know, every experience, and I, like I said, I think that we choose that before we come down here because I definitely believe that there's a in-between, right, the spirit world, and
uh-huh.
when we come down here, you know, we actually have to, you know, we choose our experiences, and I think because we need to wake up and we need to see things and we need to become mediums and psychics and do our, you know, go on our spiritual path, that we choose experiences like that to slap us in the face and wake us up. Just as I believe that people choose near-death experiences, too. But that's my belief. You know, that's my understanding of it. But, okay, so moving
that's
on.
That's a great perspective.
Yeah. Dave, do you have anything to comment on that?
No, I think you described it really, really well, Rose.
Okay. All right. Also, what did you want to know? What question, honey?
Oh, thank you. Yes, a lady wants me to work with her. She's asked me to send her a contract that she can sign. I was just wondering if you pick up anything around that, please, if it's a good move for me, if she's sincere, anything around that, please. I would appreciate greatly.
Okay. Do you
want to
go
Rose,
first?
Rose? I can, Rose, yeah.
Okay.
I can go. The Two of Pentacles is the card that was on the top of the deck when I just looked at it. And the Two of Pentacles, it's interesting. Pentacles deal with the element of earth. They deal with material things. So they deal with – a lot of people sometimes say they're always about money, and that's not completely true. They're about our physical world. But the two is about balance. It's about having balance in your life when it comes to the physical world. So the card has with it this sort of sense that change is happening, and you have to decide which way to go. You're going to have to deal with opposing forces. You're going to have to pick up or down, black or white, left or right. It's unavoidable. But
okay.
the key about the Two of Pentacles is that you've got the resilience to make the right decision that you need to make. Your heart's telling you which way to go and what to do. Whatever it is that you choose to do, maintaining that balance in your life is critically important.
Dave, I agree with that 100%. I just wanted to scream out, ditto. I totally get that. That's true. I do feel like you've got a good head for business and that you will, you know, you've got all, like Dave said, you have all those tools there to make it work, but you do have a decision to make. So I totally agree with that. I was sitting here thinking that, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's hitting everything that I was feeling and thinking, mm-hmm. you know, so I feel like it's going to work itself out. You just need to make your own decision. Okay? You know, you're
cool.
smart, lady. You got the tools. So good
mm-hmm.
luck to you. And thank you, honey,
thank
for calling
you.
In and sharing your story.
No, thanks for calling. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great, Dave, when we get callers like that. She's so sweet.
I like it.
I love hearing
yep.
I love hearing everybody's story, right? So I do believe we have another few callers on the line. I just got to see. Area code, the next one would be 310. Area code 310, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
I think that's Maryland.
Is that Maryland?
I think so.
310, is that Maryland? Are you from Maryland? Did we lose her?
Must
Hello?
Have.
We must have.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, my area code was 270. My name is Joy. I'm calling from Kentucky.
Oh, you're 270.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, Joy. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm enjoying the flatlands of Kansas all around me right now. There is nothing to see here.
Cows. You can see cows sometimes. Lots of cows and windmills in Kansas.
Yes, that's true.
Tornadoes. Hopefully you won't see any of those days. So, Joy, do you have a story to tell us? Have you experienced shadow people?
Don't. I have not. Hopefully I won't. But I don't have any experience with that.
That's okay. What's your question then, Hannah?
I wanted to know if I could ask if there are any messages from spirit.
Okay. You mean loved ones on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you meant. So you want to connect with somebody on the other side. All right. So I do feel like I feel very much right off the bat, there's no guarantee that I can connect with everybody, right, that you want to talk to. Depends on if they want to talk to me. But I do right off the bat feel female energy. She feels very much like a mother to me. So I want to say that this woman, do you have a mother? Your mother, has your mother crossed, honey?
No, ma'am. My grandmother.
Okay, so your grandmother mothered you, didn't she? So she took care of you.
She lived far away, but she was still involved.
Because she's definitely got a mother energy there with you. Okay, so I know that she mothers you and she watches over you, right? Is there a connection with her in Arizona by any chance?
I'm not sure. I know she lives in Kentucky, but I'm not really sure if she was located in any other places.
Okay. Well, I also get Arizona with that, so I don't know what the connection is with that. So you might want to ask family about that, but I will tell you that she's very much on the other side watching over you. She also has a male with her in spirit. I want to say also with him, would I be correct in saying that she has a brother in spirit? Matter of fact, there's three in that family, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So this is her way to prove that this is actually her that I am talking to. I also see angels with her. So I don't know if she believed in the angels or collected angels. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so you do understand this is what, hon?
She definitely had faith, so yes.
Yes, okay. So I know that she probably collected them, probably collected angels, or there's an angel connection there with her. Right, so I know that she's very much watching over you. So have you been going through some health issues also?
Not yet. A little bit more fatigued lately, but.
Okay, because she's saying she wants you to take better care of yourself.
Okay.
Right, because she's letting me know that there are some things that have been bothering you. And this is her way of, you know, letting you know that she's watching over you, right? She says everything's going to be okay. You just need to quit worrying so much.
That's right.
You're stressing yourself out, making yourself sick. And that's her message to you.
Okay.
Also, she shows me, you know what? She keeps showing me, too. Is this her or is there somebody else in the spirit world that has passed that you did not get to say goodbye to?
Yes, that would be a cousin of mine.
Or that you were close to, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a female?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So is it because that's the feeling she's giving me? So she's telling me that this girl's with her in spirit, right? So she's in the spirit world and she's okay, right? And she wants you to know that. So she's letting me know all of the family that's there with her, right? And
okay.
And she's letting me know that she's there and she's okay, and she wants you to know that she's okay.
Okay.
Right? So
it's interesting, Rose.
Don't feel bad that you didn't get to say goodbye to her because she's letting you know that she's okay. All right?
Okay.
Okay, so
the,
did that
the
help?
Card that I...
Sorry, Dave.
That's okay. The card I pulled was the Eight of Cups, which is an interesting card in this situation, because if you look at it, there's a it's a woman. It's hard to tell what it is, but there, it's this cloaked person, and there are eight cups sitting on the ground, and this person has turned their back to the eight cups, and they're walking away from them. They're being guided by the moonlight. And what that card deals with, eight is a card of momentum, and cups deal with faith and with spirit. And what they're saying in this card is that, that there's disappointment, there's regret, there's loss.
Right.
And they've turned their back on what they have. They're being retrospective. They're being nostalgic isn't the right word for it, but they've decided to leave some things behind. Something has been abandoned. Something is not where it needs to be. It's not where it should have always been. And so they're feeling a serious sense of loss. And as they wander away from it, they're trying to re-identify themselves, trying to figure out who they are, where they come from, what they stand for. And it's that divine feminine intuition of the moon governing the path, which allows them to get where they need to go. So for you, Joy, the Eight of Cups is really important. It's a card of disappointment. It's a card of retrospect. It's a card of abandonment, but it's also a card of moving on and working through that, allowing yourself to feel lost because it's a part of life and it's a part of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's moving in a direction you need to go.
Beautiful. You know, Dave,
this is
a great thing, and I'm going to tell you right now that card, the number eight, is the number of mediumship. I keep telling people that. It's infinity on the side, and it's one side spirit world, the other side's the physical world, and it's communicating with the other side. If you wouldn't have lost this, is this your cousin? So this is your cousin that's crossed?
Yes. The funny thing about that is she...
Okay, and also with her, all right, so I know she was younger than you, correct?
No, she was a couple years older.
Okay, so you watched over her a little more than... There's something to that, okay, the feeling of you being older than her, right? And maybe you're a little more mature than her, maybe you know, she looked up to you. But I do feel like that's very much, if you would have never experienced this with your cousin, you would not know that life goes on. Okay, so that's part of who you are. And I love that they've got the eight because the eight is all about mediumship. It's all about connecting with the other side. And it totally described the reading I just gave you.
Yes, it resonates because she passed. She had cancer, and family members had gathered, but they didn't reach out to me. Like, they stopped talking to me for no reason.
Okay.
I was very angry about that. So, yes, it definitely resonates.
Yeah, that's good. That's just her message to you. Don't worry about it. I'm okay. And you felt bad because you didn't get to say goodbye to her, but she's perfectly fine, and she wants to know. She's also telling me with that. She's come to you in a dream, hasn't she?
I can't remember. Her brother did, but I can't recall.
Okay, she mentions a dream, so that may be to get your mind to the brother. You understand that she's with her brother in spirit, okay? So just know that she's there. Just know that she's okay. Just know that she's still watching over you and loves you very much and appreciates the fact that you loved her, right? And the message to you is to move on from her, right? So I hope that helps. And I want to thank you for calling, sweetie. And you have a great day and keep listening.
I appreciate it. You too.
All right.
Thank you.
What a great call. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So, Dave, we have time for a few more callers. Would you like to take some?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it. I love it.
So if Dax can put on the next caller, because obviously the numbers were out of sync. I think it might be 510. I'm not sure. But
hello.
Dax. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Michael calling from 310 Los Angeles.
Oh, so he's 310. Okay, so we were backwards. Okay, Michael, how can we help you?
Well,
do you have a story, or did you want a reading, or?
This goes back about 25 years ago, the last place that I lived on, and it's very unexplainable because my bedroom had a glass patio sliding door. And one time, I was already in bed, and I heard, think of a marble hitting the glass. Okay, so all of a sudden I heard that, and that made me turn around and look. When I turned around and looked, it looked like someone lit up a giant match, and the whole room lit up. And then that went out, and as that light was going out, there was a figure of the individual that was probably about close to 7 feet. It was not too far from the ceiling. It was 8 feet tall.
You're muffled. I can't hear you, hon. Could you repeat that?
Yes. How far do you want me to go back?
Just what you
just
said.
Just a little
said.
Bit.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So,
what you just said got really muffled, then. I couldn't hear you.
So basically, as the light was going out, there was a silhouette of an individual who was wearing a fedora hat, and I would say a trench coat, and it was just there. And all I can tell you is that I was hot and cold at the same time. I don't know if that makes
any
sense. And then it just
disappeared. Does. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Before that, I used to see a shadow that would peek over one of the door thresholds. And every time I lived, it would just, you know, go back. And that went on forever. That's the only thing that I share with you.
And, well, you know what? That sounds exactly like the entity or the shadow person that my daughter used to see. If you were listening to the show earlier, he wore a hat and he wore a cape. And he would used to peek around the door at her all the time and peek around corners at her. Like he was stalking her, you know. The description of feeling cold and hot. When I connect the spirit as a medium, sometimes I feel hot, and sometimes I feel cold. So I think that may be just them. You know, if you feel cold, it's a lot of times it's them draining your energy because they're trying to form, or they're trying to get more energy so that they can speak to you and communicate with you. And when it's hot, I don't get hot all the time. I get more cold. And to me, that's, you know, a good feeling, right? Because I know that they're trying to communicate.
Well,
so,
to me, it was the unknown. So, I mean, I just basically buried myself in bed because I didn't know what it was and who this guy was and how can this person get in.
And again, you were in bed when this happened. So
exactly.
You were probably in what we call the alpha state. Again, you'll see most of that. You see spirit out of your periphery a lot of times, and you'll have that aspect is in bed. That's alpha state. That's right before you're falling asleep. You're experiencing that. So
okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so that does make perfect sense. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, whenever I hear someone describe a shadowy figure wearing a fedora and a cape, it reminds me of my own experiences, but it also brings back this really terrible childhood recurring dream I had of this black shadowy figure wearing a fedora. And it wasn't a cape like Superman wore. It would be like a cloak that you would see in like 19th century England. And this guy broke into the house that I was living in with my family, and we were having a big family reunion. And in my dream, he went from room to room, and he killed everybody, as terrible as it sounds, except for me. And I hid underneath a chair and was undiscovered the entire time. When he finally found me, I ran out the front door and climbed a tree, and I was holding onto the top of the tree for my life while he was jumping up and trying to get me. And I have had that dream probably, if I said 50 times in my life, that's probably not enough. And even today, you know, I'm an old guy now. I still have the same dream, and when I have that dream, I'm still 2 or 3 years old. So there's something about that shadowy figure that it always happens at night. It always happens right when I first lay down. It's that alpha state of dreaming that Rose is talking about.
Yeah, he's, you know, that could that be connected to your experiences in those two homes? Usually, if you look at dream symbolism there, Dave, there's a lot to that,
yeah,
too. You know, we'll have to go over that sometime just to figure that one out. So did you have any other questions?
Hopefully that's what it was, Michael.
Yeah, no, it hasn't happened ever since, but that was the one and only time, and it was just like, wow, you know, who was that and what was that? But I do have an unrelated question.
Okay.
And this is basically regarding employment.
A what?
Employment.
Employment. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And if you want me to elaborate, there, I have submitted 2 applications. One of them I'm going through basically the testing phase of it. I have done the written, the practical, basically awaiting results to see whether I move on to an interview. And then the other one is a job that I have done basically a year ago, a couple of years back, and I have applied for that as well, but I haven't heard anything from them. So I'm just wondering, you know, are any of this going to pan out, or, you know, what's in it for me? Basically, I'll take whatever.
I'll just say one thing, and then I'll let Dave go, because I'm just going to narrow it down for you real quick. I do feel like it's a new job, okay, the new one. It's something new about it, okay? That's the one you're going to get, all right? That's a new beginning.
Okay.
Dave, go ahead.
Hello?
Dave, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear us? Dave?
Hey, Rose, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I think my phone cut out.
I can hear you, Dave. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can, yes.
Okay, so Michael asked about the job. Which one was he going to get? A past one, or do you want to go ahead and elaborate on that?
Yeah,
or is it the...
yeah, what I pulled was the Knight of Wands, which is it's an interesting card to have for his question concerning employment. The Knight, it's a court card, so the Knight typically refers to a masculine energy, and. You know, knights are people of action. They make things happen. So this is a man of action. And what the Knight of Wands represents, he's a manifestation of an idea. The wands deal with the element of fire. So they deal with things that are involving fiery emotions, visceral emotions, love and hate and passion, what really makes you feel alive. So this Knight of Wands represents the manifestation of these ideas that makes this person really get up and go. They're really, really focused. They're really focused on action, taking action. But the challenge is that Knight of Wands can also be very unrealistic. They can be very impulsive in what they do. So for Michael, the better solution, I think this card is telling us, is the one that really appeals to his sense of identity, to what manifests his passions in life. And maybe the other option is just not realistic. It's not right. It doesn't fit right now.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, follow your passion. That's the right way to always do it.
Yep. Okay.
Then you love what you do forever. Right, Dave?
Yep. That's exactly right.
So,
okay.
I hope that helps you, and thank you, Michael, for calling in. You have a great day, honey. Keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Dave, so we've had some great callers today. So I'm going to go ahead and announce the shows we have coming up. So we got Tuesday, okay. September 10th show coming up. Oh, no, 11th. We're 10th. Sorry.
The 17th.
Which is Patriots Day. Right, right, which is Dax Carlisle and Charlotte Quantenberg. Tomorrow they have a call-in open line show. Thursday, September 12th, you have Stephanie is back, right? Stephanie's on break still. She'll have new episodes later this fall. Friday, September 13th, we've got the doctors are in. We've got Dr. Rose, Dr. Shenandoah, and Dr. Dax Carlisle, and they will be doing mini readings again Friday the 13th. And then you have open line Saturday the 14th again with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. Sunday the 15th, Angelic Brown Show. Return Sunday, October 6th. They're off, I guess. Monday, September 16th, which is next Monday, you have Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. Love Janice. She's a great medium. And then also you have us back on September 17th. And I think we're going to talk about ghosts, the difference between ghosts and spirits. What do you think, Dave? Sound good?
I think that's good. Who was it that recently had the ad where they're in a funeral home and one walks up and goes, I'm a ghost, I'm a spirit. Oh, it's a funny, I'm going to find it. I'll find it and send you the link to it before we do the show. It's a comedy thing, and it's taking all of these things that have similar names, but they're differentiating between what they are. I'll have to find it when I get online later today and send it to you. I think that's a great topic, the difference between ghost and spirits.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know there is a big difference. So, that's going to be an interesting, it's kind of a segue from this show, actually. So there's a lot of similarities. So you really like this show. But if you didn't get a reading today, please call in tomorrow to Dax and, let me go back here. Call in tomorrow on Patriots Day, and you can have a mini reading with Charlotte or Dax. So thank you, everyone, for listening today. We had a great show. Dave, thank you for tuning in from the road. Tell Donna I love her. And
I will.
You guys have a safe trip. And also shout out, if you want to shout out about Zen or anything that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got, I think the biggest thing we have coming up is the October Psychic Fair, the 19th and the 20th of October, that Rose is a part of. So that's at the Mineral Springs Hotel in Alton, Illinois. So if you're in the greater St. Louis area, we'd love to have you come over to Alton on the 19th and 20th of October. If you're interested in paranormal activities and things like shadow people and ghosts and spirits, then the Mineral Springs Hotel, where our business is located, is one of the there's no other way to say it. It's one of the most haunted buildings and probably the most haunted small town in America. And contact us at the store at 618-717-0546 to learn more information about investigating or exploring the Middle Springs Hotel. Or if you'd like to get a tarot reading over the phone, I can do that for you as well. And the best way to do that is to just contact us at the store at 618-717-0546. And we can set up a time and I can give you a call back. And we can make that happen. Even while we're on the road this week, it's not a big deal. We're happy to do that during the day for any of the listeners.
And let them know that Donna is also a psychic and a medium, so they can call her at the same number and actually get a reading or go into that.
She can.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't asked her yet, Rose, but I'm probably going to corral her into participating in next week's show about ghosts and spirits.
That'd be great.
That is kind of her forte, and I actually may take a knee next week and just pop in with a reading now and again and let her be your main guest, because you're hitting on something that's very close to her.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. I'd love that. I love Donna. Donna,
okay.
You're going to have
we'll
to
do
join
it.
Us. So you're great. That sounds great. So Dax, you've heard all that, so you know how to make up that banner. But I want to thank everybody for joining in, and also if you want to contact me for a mediumship reading, you can contact me 217-556-1021, or you can also find me on Facebook and send me a message. And you guys have a great day. Donna and Dave, please be careful on your travels, and I can't wait to see what you bring back.
Okay. We will see you soon, Rose. So, we love you.
And love you too. Danix, thank you for working the board, and we will talk to you next week. Bye, and remember,
bye, everybody.
It's always a party with spirit.